The future is scary, part two. These are the reasons they come here to work, so that they can take back with them much needed agricultural equipment to help them improve their own gardens and plots surrounding their own homes at home. Commendable ideas and actions by the few. There was a comment I read about pickers somewhere. The older members of the family are hugely willing to come here to carry out the labour required to pick fruit in its season here in New Zealand. The entire question about the need for robots is whether the younger generation is as willing to carry on the traditions of their fathers. In other countries, perhaps say in the USA, farm workers come in from countries bordering this giant country. I suppose you can also presume that many of them come into work in an illegal capacity, that is, they do not see the need to get visas or permits and just follow their brothers and sisters, take up the reins of work, collect what's due to them, and quietly depart for their homes once more. And this is where the system is shortly to fall on its face. A system that has been working for years is now to be replaced by a president of the USA who does not agree with such tactics. He wants all of these workers to be identified properly and is even willing to build a wall, thereby fencing these same workers that the USA relies upon to stop them entering without the necessary papers, thus denying age-old family rights to work that's not available in their own countries. And that's a very sad fact to contemplate. Where is the I must look after my brother attitude that has sufficed all these years? I have read how farmers are lamenting the growing scarcity of human pickers, stating the very reason I mentioned earlier. Young, in quotes, young people do not want to work in farms, and elderly pickers are slowly retiring. And that is the end of part two.